The Niagara Power Project in Lewiston generates cheap, clean hydropower, one of the region's most valuable resources. But for years, there were complaints that Western New York wasn't seeing its fair share of the benefits. Congressman Brian Higgins led a push to change that.
To the people of this community, it's really about being able to benefit from what is naturally ours.
Some of the power produced at Niagara is earmarked for local industry, giving companies a discount on their electricity bills. Recipients include some of the region's major employers, companies like Geico, General Motors, and Moog. But the New York Power Authority, which owns the Lewiston plant, can't find takers for all the power set aside. What's left over is sold on the wholesale energy market. The Power Authority used to pocket those earnings, but a change in state law 5 years ago ended that, redirecting the money into a special fund for local projects. Since 2013, more than $36 million has been given out to projects including the Explore and More Children's Museum at Canalside, the restoration of Frank Lloyd Wright's Darwin Martin House, and the penguin exhibit at the Aquarium of Niagara. The fund still has roughly $4 million left to spend, but the money isn't in high demand. The number of applications coming in has slowed. This year, the board approved just one grant and cancelled all but one of their scheduled meetings because there weren't enough applications for them to consider.
I think there's some confusion about it. I think people have a hard time getting their arms around it.
A spokesperson for the Power Authority said they have to balance finding eligible applicants with making sure the grant money will have an impact. It's not just that there's less money being given out. Over the past 3 years, the money coming into the fund has slowed to a trickle. Lower energy prices mean the excess power is worth less, and selling it brings in much less than it used to.
Do you think that it's working the way that it was intended to?
No, because obviously there is not as much profit coming in.
Any change to the structure of the fund would require a change in state law, and Higgins said that's worth thinking about.
It should be a never-ending challenge moving forward to get as much of that power back to the Western New York community.
For WBFO News, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.